Dale, just your initial reaction. You've signed a new deal at the football club. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, have to get it done and get it over the line. So, yeah, obviously been on a long negotiation, but it's finally over the line and I'm delighted.
What's pleased you most about sort of signing on to this long-term deal?
I think the fact that, you know, I came to this football club expecting, you know, to get promoted in the first few years, and, you know, it's probably took a little bit longer, but, you know, now we are obviously a Premier League side, and, you know, I want to be a part of that, and, you know, I don't want to achieve things in the Premier League.
And obviously that's the dream, isn't it? And I suppose, was that the key factor in you sitting down and actually getting something agreed, because you really wanted to realise that dream?
Yeah, I think once we find out that we're going to play our football in the Premier League next season, you know, it wasn't the case of me moving on. I realised I could, you know, achieve what I want to achieve here, and, you know, and I'm looking forward very much so to next season.
Just a quick reflection, obviously Sunday didn't pan out as you'd wanted, but you've got over sort of heartache before and managed to get promoted after Middlesbrough, so will it last long in the memory, or is it something you can get rid of pretty quickly?
Obviously it was a tough day for us. You know, we obviously wanted to be champions come the end of the season, but, you know, I think when you take a step back and take a few days, but when you take a step back and look at what we have achieved this season, it's still, you know, a special season for everybody involved, and, you know, the ultimate aim was to be in the Premier League next season, you know, and that's what we've done.
In terms of the secret to success, obviously a lot of people have talked in the last 12 months about keeping the best players was the key to promotion this season, yourself included. How important is it that the management team and the owners of the club keep together this group of individuals?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I've spoken to the manager briefly about it as well, and, you know, he seems to think, you know, that's the way to obviously keep this squad together is the best way to, you know, make the step up in the Premier League. So, you know, it's something that has paid dividends for us this season, and, you know, obviously last season, you know, we've got a tight-knit group, and that's, you know, that's one of our characteristics, and, you know, it's got us to the Premier League, so I can't see any reason why, you know, have mass changes.
Obviously they will be looking to strengthen. I suppose you still know that you're going to have to fight for your starting place in the starting 11 like everyone is.
Yeah, of course. You know, it'd be nice to see obviously new faces come in and, you know, add to the competition and the strength of the squad, and, you know, it can only be good for the team going in, you know, what will be a tough campaign in the Premier League.
In terms of other players, obviously a lot of talk about David Stockdale. Dale, how much would you like to see him stay?
Yeah, I would love to see him stay. You know, he's been a vital part of what we've achieved this season, obviously came close last season, but he's been, you know, a major influence on, you know, on the pitch and off the pitch as well, and, you know, if he can stay, it'll be, you know, it'll be fantastic.
You mentioned there off the pitch. How important to you is it being happy off the pitch as well as on it, and being in the Sussex area? Is that something you're looking forward to? I mean, you've been down here a fair while, but obviously you're not a southern lad, are you?
No, I'm not a southerner, but, you know, I've been down here a while. I've been away from, you know, from the Manchester and the North West for a long time. I've played the majority of my football in the South, and, you know, it's something I've really enjoyed. And, you know, obviously I'm looking to do that over the next 4 years.
And do you start to think about targets for next season? Do you start, I mean, obviously survival is the key thing, but, you know, when you look at sort of what other teams have achieved, do you start thinking, let's try and emulate them?
Yeah, look, we know it's going to be tough, but I think the target will be next season, obviously, to stay a Premier League side, and, you know, we're all looking forward to it, and, you know, we were just excited to get started.
And finally, just a thought on June the 14th, those Premier League fixtures coming out. Which one are you most looking forward to seeing?
You know, I don't think it'll hit home properly until we do see the fixtures. You know, I know it's done and dusted and the season's finished, but I think when you see obviously the games that are going to come up, and, you know, that's when it'll register that we, you know, we are a Premier League side, and, you know, we're going to enjoy it. But, you know, it'd be nice to get one of the big teams at home.
A word on the parade next Sunday. I know you've got a few things to do before that, but you're going to be on the seafront on Sunday. What's that experience? Do you think that's going to be like, and how nice do you think it is for sort of maybe, I suppose, be able to? I suppose it's show appreciation to the fans as well as the fans show their appreciation for you as well.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. I expect it to be, you know, full of fans, very busy, and, you know, the city are probably going to shut down for the afternoon. And, you know, like you said, we can, you know, thank the fans, and, you know, everyone can have a good day, and, you know, look forward to what will be coming next season.